And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on?
It was Mexican Monday.
Oh, so you went out last night?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Had a few margs.
Not good for you. Mm-hmm. I was obsessed yesterday with watching the flood coverage. I couldn't stop. Mm-hmm. I was flipping from news channel to news channel. I couldn't stop watching these stories.
Right, right.
In a terribly fascinating way. Like, how is this happening not that far from us?
I had to stop watching because the second I saw the puppy carrying the dog food, can't.
Yeah, but that's a good picture. He's good.
I know, but he's hungry.
They know who he is, but I've seen plenty of pictures online of shelters around where the puppies are still outside. They're waiting for boats to come pick them up and everything. So I always get more concerned about the animals here. I've always said people are resilient. They'll find a way, but the furry friends of ours need our help.
I heard a great story this morning of different shelters that they were taking. The animals who don't have current homes, who are already living in the shelters in Texas, are being flown out to other cities and states to, you know, find forever homes there to make room for the influx of pets who are going to be lost that people will be looking for in Texas.
But social media, you know, today is the anniversary of when Katrina started.
Right.
And it is now, so many years later, we learned a lot from that. And I think one of the things was social media now has reunited a lot of pets and even families. I mean, but pets and stuff very much quicker than they did back in Katrina.
Yeah. The stories are incredible.
They are. And it's the big story this morning. We'll get started with 10 items or less, what you need to know for Tuesday, the 29th of August.
Tropical storm Harvey continues to cause massive flooding across Houston and southeast Texas. The region is predicted to get another 20 inches of rain over the next 2 days. That's in addition to more than 30 inches of rain that's fallen on Houston's Harris County since Harvey swept on shore as a Category 4 hurricane on Friday. The American Red Cross is accepting donations on its website, and you can also text Harvey to 90999 to donate $10. Tropical Storm Harvey is driving up gas prices all across the U.S. We all saw it driving in this morning, jumped up 10 to 15 cents here in Kansas City overnight. Catastrophic flooding shutting down some of the nation's biggest oil and gas refineries. The Houston area produces more than a quarter of the country's gas, and with refineries shut down, supplies are tightening and prices going up. Ooh, those Royals. Good night. The losing streak is now at 5. It was a 12-0 loss again, this time to the Rays at Kauffman. The fourth straight game, Kansas City has been shut out. And fights broke out on the Las Vegas Strip yesterday morning as $100 bills rained down. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports at about 4 in the morning, a crowd streaming out of a strip restaurant at the Cromwell Hotel was tossed into chaos when a man holding a stack of $100 bills decided he wanted to share the wealth, started tossing money in the air. Metropolitan Police say it caused quite a commotion. At one point, the crowd of about 1,000 people started fighting over the free money.
Floyd Mayweather, come on now.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
29th of August.
Can I tell you, I just looked up at the TV, and first they were doing a story on how coffee is so good for you. It lowers your risk of heart disease, cancer, and all these things.
That's right.
And 2 seconds later, they turn it into a story on how you need to take it easy on the coffee. What am I supposed to do? Drink it or not?
Always drink the coffee. Always. I'm so conflicted.
Wait, 1 minute. It's this. Next one is that. Oh, my gosh.
What I'm saying is I need Starbucks immediately. All right.
Pumpkin spice latte. Let's go. Come on.
It's
almost
Friday.
September.
September 1st, they come out. I asked.
I saw you put that somewhere. Yeah.
She's a mess.
She's got a countdown.
All right. Jen's impossible question today. This is only cleaned twice a year on average. Your clue is work.
Okay. Let's go to the phone. And in Lawrence, it's Edward. Good morning, Edward.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How about you, buddy?
I'm tired.
Yeah, it's early. All right.
Yeah.
What's your guess? What do you think we're only cleaning twice a year?
I'm thinking like the coffee pot.
Oh, that's a great guess. Oh, it's so gross.
I don't think ours has ever been cleaned.
Ugh. You're close, but that is not it.
Man, until you clean this Keurig over here.
Oh, it's so...
It tell me about it.
Shaylee cleaned it for my birthday because it had mold around the top.
Happy birthday.
So
you
gross.
Jerk stores.
See, I didn't think... Can I bring you mine from home?
No.
Well, I didn't know that they would get mold or whatever.
It's not,
all right,
not good.
In Trenton, here's Becky. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
What do you think?
The office refrigerator.
That's exactly what it is. Shaylee has an experiment. We should send you down there. You find the oldest thing you can find.
So I have my coffee creamer in there, and I took it out the other day, and it just smells. The carton smells. Not from inside, from whatever is in that refrigerator.
I am not good at getting stuff out of the fridge. You know that.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the expiration dates going on in there.
Probably have something in there.
should
probably alive in there.
Let's take bets in a minute or so. We'll go around and let's take bets on the oldest expiration date, okay. And then we'll go check and see the closest.
That's the next torture closet.
Yeah. All right, well, you got it. We'll give you your choice of tickets. We'll send you to Joey. You can pick NHL, Irish Fest, or Gala of the Royal Horses.
All right, very good. Coming up, entertainment news.
Oh, wait until you hear what a British man got away with at the big Mayweather fight.
It wasn't winning money, probably.
Nope.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is Tuesday morning, the 29th of August.
Celebrating birthdays today, Arizona Senator John McCain is 81. From Glee, actress Lea Michele is 31. And Shaylee, your One Direction's Liam Payne is 24.
Oh, I love that.
Just a baby, 24.
Man, seems like so long ago.
I love this story. So this British man bluffed his way to ringside seats at the Mayweather-McGregor fight and then took selfies with a dozen Hollywood stars to prove it. So this guy, he's 32 years old, Oliver Regis. He had bought a $2,500 ticket for the highly anticipated bout, but found his seat was right at the top of the arena there in Las Vegas. So he looks down, sees that there's a bunch of empty seats right around the ring. He pretends to be with Mayweather's security team. As they're all just bunched up, he mixes in with them. And he's not a big buff guy. Like, he's a smaller guy. So he probably literally just kind of scrunched in between a couple of them, shadows them past security, sits himself right down in the third row, right next to the ring. He said, I sat down in the third row and Mike Tyson then sat down behind me. LeBron James was on my row and I could see Leonardo DiCaprio. So then he starts asking the celebrities for selfies. Why wouldn't you? They're all nice. They agree. He got pictures with Jeremy Piven, P. Diddy, J-Lo, Demi Lovato, Jamie Foxx. Huge names.
Incredible.
He's taking pictures with all of them. Watches the fight from up there and just leaves.
Wow.
Leaves the stadium.
And by the way,
how do you get any better?
The $2,500 seat was the top of the arena.
Yes. His seat that he snuck down to was $25,000.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. Yeah.
Quite the upgrade. If you want to see all of the selfies he got with people and check out the story, I just posted it on the KC1021 Facebook page.
I had trouble finding the $49.99 seat there. It was crazy.
We're learning some details about why The Weeknd was missing from this year's Video Music Awards. MTV had previously announced that the singer would perform at the event on Sunday, but according to TMZ, he simply could not make the commitment. Sources say he's been traveling nonstop for his Starboy tour, and he realized he didn't have time for rehearsal days before the performance. His girlfriend, Selena Gomez, was also absent from the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I'm excited for the music coming here in just a minute.
Me too.
I am not. I don't know.
Brian.
What could I possibly hate, though? I listen to so much. I listen from Bach to
Bro
Bieber,
country. You hate bro country and Christmas.
Oh, well, that's true.
And Christmas music is not your favorite.
It's not my cup of tea.
So Joey has put together this amazing 10-minute set list, and you don't even make it through an entire song because he has a tendency to repeat things to really drive it home.
That's true. It's a good point.
So it's 10 minutes of Brian's most hated music. He will be set in the torture closet, which is tiny, just to make it more uncomfortable while you are pummeled with the music you hate for 10 minutes, and we will Facebook Live it. We will listen in live to see how you're handling the situation.
Great.
Your contestant with Mark.
Yeah.
That got kicked out of
Are
Big
you
Brother?
Gonna cry like he did?
I might, actually. He was such a crybaby. He was a very emotional guy.
He's super hot, though.
Big beefcake of a dude, but very emotional.
That's what was weird, is he's like this big, giant bodybuilder, and he's constantly crying on a reality show.
Right.
It was just very over kitchen things. Like, my toast got burned.
Oh, he didn't cry over stuff like that.
I don't
that.
Remember that. I've never actually seen Big Brother. Okay. I just feel like that's what he would cry about.
Well, he cried over Elena. I mean, I don't
getting
know
kicked
why,
out.
Yeah, getting kicked out. People getting mad at him and, you know, stuff like that. He wore his heart on his sleeve.
Technically, my contestant Christmas is the only one out of our draft who is still in the house, which means...
So then you win.
My play-along contestant at home gets a prize. Who do I have? Lori Schroeder was playing along with me, so we will hook Lori up with something because I'm the last man standing. Now, Christmas...
Just because you got the first pick in the draft.
She could still get kicked out of the house, and I'll still have to go into the music torture closet, but... I'm the last one out of us in the draft.
That's a good point. So, yeah, she does win. I really hope you do, because I think that your torture playlist is a good one.
I think hers is the best.
Only imagine. There's so much to choose
from. What's that, Joe?
It was my favorite to make.
If that tells you anything.
I know it's got Kid Rock and
Cheryl. And we have Shaylee in the room. I mean, that's saying something.
Aw, hey.
All right. So if you have not liked our Facebook page yet, go there, get set up so that you can watch this Facebook Live video of Brian heading to the music torture closet.
Okay.
And we'll check out that playlist and see what's on it.
It's coming up next.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
KC 1021. I would say Brian is unhappily music torture closet, ready to get started. His contestant Mark kicked out of the Big Brother house, and so now Truda pays the price. We get ready to start 10 minutes of his most hated music. Joey did a fantastic job.
Thank you very much, Jen.
The bro country that I know he loves so very much, I assume, will be a part of this list.
Maybe. Nobody told me that this closet was so small.
It is. That's what helps the torture closet. It's so tiny, and there's nowhere to go but to deal with the music you hate in this tiny space.
Oh, this place is awful. I can tell you that already. I mean, this is bad.
Are you ready to start your 10 minutes of torture music?
I guess. Okay, we are up on Facebook Live, by the way, if you want to come watch me. It is up there. Shaylee's got the phone ready, and I've got the speaker in here. And okay, I guess without further ado.
So excited to see how this starts.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Oh, the same as Joey starts off. Red, 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 neck.
Red, 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 neck.
Yeah. Oh, oh man. About trucks, talk about all the things this music sucks.
You think we're ready to pick it up?
Can I just karaoke this crap? Don't take no lip. Shoot a back of speed.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, I hate this song.
You know, there's like 20 people listening that are obsessed with this and actually want this playlist.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa
Claus. I'm dying already.
Bells are ringing, children singing all.
You should be happy and jolly right now.
So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
All right, Brian suffering through the music torture closet for 10 minutes. So we will check back in with him. The show with Jen and Truda on KC 1021. Brian is currently in the music torture closet, suffering the punishment because Mark got kicked out of the Big Brother house.
Hey, guys, it was not only a torture that you gave me Christmas songs, but you gave me country Christmas songs. That was the worst.
You're welcome.
But as Laura pointed out on Facebook, she said, he sure knows all the words for somebody who hates this country music.
Oh, well, I play a lot of these at weddings, that's why.
I did notice you hanging yourself with Christmas lights a few minutes ago.
Right. I was trying to find anything I could in this closet to end it. On your own
front door. Are you feeling claustrophobic?
Yeah, I'm telling you, this closet is way smaller than I thought it was. What the heck is this?
What a Weird Al.
Weird Al.
Coldplay Weird Al.
Is this Weird Al Coldplay?
Yes.
Hey, I like this one, actually.
Who doesn't?
That's a good one. I like that.
I'm not sure what Jeff means by this comment on Facebook Live. Since when did Santa get a Grindr account? I don't know what that means.
Wait, what? I'm not sure. Oh my gosh, that just scares me. Wow, that's angry for so early in the morning.
Kimberly on Facebook Live said I should get tickets just for having to watch the poor man have to listen to that.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Oh, back to the Christmas music for you.
Soon enough. Soon enough.
All right, you still have a few minutes to go. We'll check back in with you again, Brian.
Okay,
good
please
music.
Send help.
Brian has just officially finished his 10 minutes in the music torture closet. Ooh. We ended with a terrible combination of country and Christmas, and you have just completed your 10 minutes.
That was about as bad as I could have imagined. It ended with a flurry of Toby Keith, I believe. Is that right, Joey?
That is correct.
Was?
Oh, my God.
Well, if there's a personal place in hell, I think Toby Keith will be there.
From the text line, Vicky said, almost spit out my mouthful of water when Here Comes Santa Claus came on. Good job, Joey.
Thank you. Well, buckaroos, I'll see you next time in the torture closet.
That's a nice hat you got on, by the way. Super good.
I had to find something country, that's why.
From Facebook Live said, I like the hat. I think you should wear it everywhere. So go ahead and keep that on, Truda. Keep the hat.
Oh, keep the hat on? Okay.
Ladies love the hat.
Yeah, I can do that. Oh, good. Finally, ladies love something.
Meanwhile, Heather on Facebook Live said, he looks dazed and confused. That's standard. That's just
That's my normal look, Heather, but thanks.
All right, Brian will head back from the torture closet. Shaylee will have your all access, and we have more tickets to give away. We've got Kansas City Irish Fest and NHL tickets coming up.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Bronco Brian here, raising and roping cattle.
Oh, my God. His music torture playlist was full of good country and Christmas music.
I brought the hat back with me because everybody loves the hat.
It's fantastic. I think you should just wear that forever now.
Yeah, I might. All right, it's 7:45. It's Tuesday morning and time for All Access with Shaylee.
Facebook founder and his wife announced that they welcomed a baby girl on Monday named August. And they have another little girl, Max, who's almost two. They announced they were pregnant back in March. Did you see this, Jen? Selena Gomez was hacked?
With the Justin Bieber nude photos?
Yeah, yesterday, naked photos of Justin Bieber were posted to her Instagram, which has 125 million followers. She's currently the most followed person on Instagram. Quickly deactivated the account. Says, obviously, it wasn't her, and they did find out it wasn't her. But they were pictures from back in 2015 when he was on vacation in Bora Bora.
I saw the pictures, like, covered, like,
you know. You totally Googled them.
No, I saw it as I'm scrolling through. Oh, okay. It pops up on Facebook, and there's a square covering, you know, that stuff. It's just a skinny kid, you know? I mean,
he's
a skinny 21-year-old kid a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I was, no interest in that.
But
thank
I don't
you.
Think it was,
Just like we all used to be. Skinny kid swimming in the...
We did.
Waters of Bora Bora naked.
I don't think I was there for that one. So there were so many sites that broke down all the subtle jabs that Taylor Swift took at the new video that she has. Jen, have you watched it?
No.
Ruta?
Well, I saw it at the VMAs, yeah.
Okay. So there's tombstones in the opening scene, and one of the tombstones says Neil Schoberg, which is the pseudonym Swift used for her This Is What You Came For. She actually co-wrote with Calvin Harris, her ex-boyfriend.
What are you saying right now? I don't understand what's happening.
She dated Calvin Harris.
Okay.
They wrote a song together,
okay.
This Is What You Came For.
Okay.
She penned it as a different name.
Oh.
And that was the name that was on the tombstone.
Gotcha.
No. That was one the first jab. In the bathtub scene, that you see it's she's laying in a bathtub covered in jewels and pearls and everything else, and there's a single dollar bill over her right shoulder over the whole David Mueller case that just wrapped up. And then the last one, there's a ton of them, but Taylor blows up a yellow Lamborghini, which is the same car that Katy Perry drove in the Waking Up in Vegas video, which she had just said that she loved it back in the day.
To Blue's Clues here. Hello.
There are so many.
This takes too much.
It's you know how you get revenge?
So genius.
You don't care about any of them, and you say, look, I'm just going to sell out arenas, and I don't care about any of you.
Do you guys know Taylor Swift at all? This is what she does.
Clearly, I do not.
Get it together, people. That's your all access.
I'd be like, scoreboard, hello. What happened to just doing a good concert music video?
Say what Pink just said at the VMAs, where she said, is mommy selling out arenas? Yeah, she is.
Yeah,
Let's tell the haters bye-bye.
Right.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Did you hear me about that?
No, I did not hear that last comment.
Don't put me down as a reference.
No.
She wants to volunteer at her kid's school. She said they need references. Don't put me down.
I'm not. I got good
people.
She
knows better than that.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I got the ones who will lie for me. It's cool.
Oh, yeah. All right. Tuesday morning, the 29th of August.
We learned earlier this morning that on average, office refrigerators are only cleaned twice a year. And here, I don't even know if we make it that often.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like the business girls, they get a hair every once in a while.
Yeah, somebody cleans. Someone can't take the smell anymore.
True.
So we're going to do a little bet.
We're going to go around the room here. Everybody on the show is going to bet on, pick a date on what you think the oldest thing in that refrigerator is. And then we will have listeners call along. We will have a listener play along with each one of us. And whoever wins can choose either NHL tickets or some Kansas City Irish Fest tickets.
Gotcha.
All right, Shaylee, what is your date? What do you think the oldest thing in our refrigerator is?
I'm actually going to go June 17th.
June of this year?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
As the oldest thing?
Yeah.
Because
I feel like it's been cleaned out since then.
Okay. Joey, the producer, what do you think?
September 23rd, 2016.
Okay.
Coming up on a year from...
Brian, what say you?
I'm going to say that something slipped through the cracks, mm-hmm. and we have something from 2014.
Ew! Give me a month just for clarity's
sake. Say May of 2014.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be somewhere in between. I'm going to go 2000. I'm going to say February 2016. And I'm going to guess it's probably salad dressing.
Okay.
That's slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, well, if I could add a bonus thing to it, I'd say it's probably cottage cheese.
That's What does that look like from 2014? Ew.
I probably have some in my house. So.
Does it just get green and moldy, or does it get hard? I don't want to find out.
I'm the one that always conducted experiments in my house. When I was a kid, I had one of those mini pumpkins on my shelf
those
for
are the
years.
Worst.
And I just watched as it shriveled up and then got furry. And
you are a weird child. All right, we'll send somebody down with a mic to the kitchen here in the next break to officially find the oldest item in the fridge.
Fantastic.
All right, time for 10 items or less. The water keeps rising. The rains keep coming down on the Houston area. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Harvey will continue dumping rain on the Texas Gulf Coast region today, which is soaking under catastrophic flooding. The storm veered back out over the Gulf and is expected to make landfall again Wednesday. After picking up more moisture, at least 9 deaths have been reported, with fears that number could rise. A lot of people posting about this on Facebook. Mega church pastor Joel Osteen is responding to criticism after people accused his Lakewood church down in Houston of closing its doors to Hurricane Harvey evacuees. In a statement, Osteen said the church has never closed its doors and will continue to be a distribution center for people in need and act as a shelter once others fill up. By the way, the American Red Cross is accepting donations on its website. You can also text Harvey to 90999 to donate $10. Tropical Storm Harvey also driving up gas prices all across the U.S. If you have an empty tank, and I totally do this morning, I am down to the E. Gas prices jumped up overnight here in Kansas City, 10 to 15 cents. The catastrophic flooding is shutting down some of the nation's biggest oil and gas refineries. The Houston area produces more than a quarter of the country's gas, and with refineries shut down, supplies are tightening and prices going up. Oh, those Royals. Boy, this is a rough few days for those guys. The losing streak now at 5 after a 12-0 loss to the Rays at Kauffman. It was the 4th straight game Kansas City has been shut out.
That's so their 43 scoreless innings
is
the Major League Baseball record. It was set in 1906.
Stop.
Well, we have 43. I'm sorry. The record's 48.
Okay.
So we need to not score today. If we want to set the record,
well, let's at least
we
set
need
a
to
record.
Not score today.
Yeah.
I know, we're this close.
We're clearly making the playoffs, so we might as well.
Right, exactly.
At this point, let's just set the record.
Right.
Yeah.
That's your 10
It'd
items or less.
It'd be just like us to get this far and then not do it. You know?
How dare you?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We take on the stories that nobody else wants to take on in this building, and that would be the story of... The office refrigerator came out of the Jen's Impossible question early this morning.
Yeah. They say the average office refrigerator only gets cleaned out twice a year. So we thought, well, let's place bets and let's find the oldest thing in our fridge. So we all chose dates. We've got contestants playing along with us. I am now down in the kitchen with our big Kenmore Elite, opening the fridge to see what's expired.
You're talking to the guy here who actually once threw away an entire fridge because I didn't want to open it and see what I had left in there.
Are you serious?
Yes. I just chucked a fridge.
First thing I come to is some Smucker's strawberry jam, and it's good. It's good through the 2019. That one's solid.
Oh, okay.
We're fine there.
Excellent.
A couple of Chobani Greek yogurts. Uh-oh. May 27th, 2017.
Oh.
Shaylee, mark that down. May 27th, 2017. Those are expired.
No, Shaylee, you chose 2017 on yours. What
I
month?
Did.
You know?
I said June 17th.
June of 17, yep. Okay.
Yep. Ooh, somebody's Go-Gurt. That expired July 27th. Mark that down, expired.
That's not too bad. That's only a month out.
No, that's not terrible. What is in this?
Oh, I'm sure there's more.
Somebody just has a styrofoam cup of shriveled grapes. Why are you keeping... Why is that being saved in our refrigerator?
Now you sound like my wife.
What's the expiration date?
Okay,
shriveled.
Here is
please start to write the dates on your food, people. New rule.
A giant tub of Dan and Light and Fit yogurt. The expiration date best if used by January 20th, 2017.
Oh, there we go.
That's
yes.
Expired.
Nice.
Okay, some mayonnaise.
Oh.
8/28. Oh, that expired yesterday.
Yesterday.
So that's pretty fresh.
That's only a day out. You're the Miracle Whip Queen. You can handle that.
She's fine.
Somebody's Diet Pepsi. Ooh! Oh, we may have a winner.
Ew.
September 21st, 2015.
Oh!
2015.
What is it?
It's a Diet Pepsi. That might be our winner. Hang on to that one. Here's a Diet Coke, August 14th of this year. So that's expired, but only by a couple of weeks.
Okay.
More yogurts, August 20th. Those are expired.
Just a few days. 9 days.
Some salad dressing, a little Newman's Own balsamic vinaigrette. April 7th. Stop it. Stop it.
What?
Do we have a new winner?
April what?
April 17th. Okay, wait. I can't tell if it's 2011.
Ew.
Is that possible?
Wait, how do you not know?
Well, because it's kind of... It's janky where the date is.
Then that means like it's definitely 2011.
Stamped on. Okay, I'm going to keep going. That, we'll have to get
now,
some.
Our oldest, I had picked March of 2015, so.
Yeah. Ooh, and this was from October 30th of 2016. This is somebody's weird smoothie, a green daily greens shake from 2016.
Do you know what this tells me is that no one in this office is healthy. We put all the healthy food in the fridge and let it rot.
And then, okay, I'm just going to open the mystery foil. There's
oh, God.
Wrapped in
oh,
foil.
God.
I got to know. I got to know. Hold on. Mystery foil.
Is that where the smell's coming from?
Oh, just tortillas. No, we're good.
Tortillas.
It's tortillas.
Oh, it's fine. They'll stay forever.
Those are good. Those are good.
Okay. Have you discovered what the smell in there is yet?
It's not that bad. I mean, somebody's got fresh Chinese. Nice. Save that for later. I got to
stick your finger
out.
In it.
We got to figure out this dressing because otherwise I believe the Diet Pepsi is going to be our winner from September 21st of 2015. That date is clear. So I think we go with that as the winner because it's not, that's a clear stamp, September 21st, 2015.
Okay.
So Shaylee, you are out.
I am out.
It's going to be between... Brian, we'll have to do check the dates and see if Brian's the winner or possibly me.
Is what did you say, Jen?
I said February of 2016. So I think I may be the winner.
So you, yeah. We go, if not going over, then I think that you are actually the winner.
Yeah, February 2016, and this Diet Pepsi, September 21st, 2015. There you go.
Oh, man, look at that.
The oldest item in the fridge.
Oh, I don't know if that's something to crow about.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, new rule, the next person voted out in the torture closet has to eat something from there.
Jen, that's only you, so.
Yes. That's
sorry.
Coming up in our next Big Brother draft. Nobody had any idea. Good luck.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
29th of August.
Celebrating birthdays today, Arizona Senator John McCain is 81. From Glee, actress Lea Michele is 31. And Shaylee's favorite, One Direction's Liam Payne, is 24. This guy, amazing. The guts that this guy had. A British man bluffed his way to ringside seats at the Mayweather-McGregor fight and took selfies with a dozen Hollywood stars to prove it. So this guy's 32 years old. Big fight fan, Oliver Regis, bought a $2,500 ticket for the big fight, but his seat was way at the top of the arena there in Las Vegas. So he sees Mayweather's security team, decides he's just going to squeeze in with those guys and mosey his way on down to the front. And it works.
Wow.
He ends up in the third row. He's right next to the ring. He said, I sat down in the third row and Mike Tyson then sat down behind me. LeBron James was on my row and I could see Leonardo DiCaprio. He decided that wasn't quite enough, so he decided to ask Tyson for a picture. He said, well, he nodded his head, so that started a spree of selfies with everybody from Jeremy Piven to P. Diddy, J-Lo, Demi Lovato, Jamie Foxx. He takes selfies with everybody, watches the fights, and then meanders his way on out of the arena.
That's what confidence does for you. See, when you just act like you belong there.
Exactly.
That's it. That's half the battle.
You can see all of his selfies and read the story on the KC1021 Facebook page.
And his seat cost $2,500, and
right.
He was at the top of the arena. That was the cheapest seat that they had in the house.
Those were the nosebleed seats. The seat that he managed to work his way down to was a $25,000 seat. Yeah.
I felt bad spending $100 on the pay-per-view.
I'm questioning who didn't go to the show that spent $25,000.
They said there were a lot of empty seats down there.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm wondering if they just, you know,
$25,000
didn't fill them up.
Right. It's a little high.
And we are learning some details about why The Weeknd was missing from this year's Video Music Awards. MTV had announced that the singer would perform at the event on Sunday, but according to TMZ, he simply couldn't make the commitment. Sources say he's been traveling nonstop for his Starboy tour, and he realized he didn't have time for rehearsals days before the performance. His girlfriend, Selena Gomez, was also absent from the show.
Hmm.
Is he coming? Did I miss him? Was he here?
He's coming in September.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's coming up.
Yeah, so
okay.
Not too far away.
Yep.
That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.